With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Weddings are great festive occasions that call for joyous, celebratory music. They also call for a sense of ceremony that too often, it seems, is missing from our everyday lives. June is traditionally a month that is full of wedding celebrations, so on today's program, we'll listen to music that's especially appropriate for, or actually composed for, weddings. Great music by Clausen, Vaughan Williams, Stopford, Forrest, and others. We'll begin with organ music that, while probably not being considered as a processional or recessional, characterizes the joy and energy surrounding a wedding ceremony. Simply titled Wedding, Graham Fitkin composed this somewhat minimalist piece for a friend's wedding in the UK in 1992. Daniel Molt plays the restored Hill organ from 1873 at Arundel Cathedral. Wedding by Graham Fitkin was performed by Daniel Molt at Arundel Cathedral in West Sussex. Two familiar texts from the Song of Songs, often read at weddings, form the basis for a lovely motet, Arise My Love, by Dallas-based composer Joel Martinson, who serves as director of music at the Church of the Transfiguration there. His compositional style is quite accessible and draws on both classical and contemporary techniques. The Marble Sanctuary Choir from Marble Collegiate Church in New York is under the direction of Kenneth Dake. Kenneth Dake led the Marble Sanctuary Choir in Arise My Love by Joel Martinson. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Hymns are frequently sung at weddings to offer an opportunity for those gathered to be more than spectators and to actively engage in the ceremony while affirming the commitment that two people are making to each other. A number of hymns are appropriate as they speak of human love in relation to divine love. For the Beauty of the Earth, O Perfect Love, and our next selection, an arrangement by John Ferguson of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, using Beethoven's Hymn to Joy. Anton Armstrong leads the St. Olaf Choir. Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, as arranged by John Ferguson. The St. Olaf Choir was led by Anton Armstrong. The five mystical songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams offer several pieces that can be appropriate for use at weddings. The metaphysical poetry of George Herbert provides rich and complex imagery, but conveys truths about the interaction between the human and the divine. Love Bade Me Welcome, while essentially a meditation on the Eucharist, amplifies this theme, as does The Call. We'll hear baritone Thomas Allen sing these two movements, joined by the Corydon Singers and the English Chamber Orchestra, all conducted by Matthew Best. Music of Vaughan Williams on With Heart and Voice. Thomas Allen sang The Call, and earlier Love Bade Me Welcome from the Five Mystical Songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Matthew Best led the Corydon Singers and English Chamber Orchestra. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Couples planning their wedding often turn to secular poetry to be read in the ceremony in addition to Holy Scripture. Among the texts sometimes chosen is the poetry of Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Composer and conductor Eric Nelson has beautifully set her poem, How Do I Love Thee, in our next selection. The Atlanta Master Chorale performs, directed by the composer. How Do I Love Thee by composer-conductor Eric Nelson, who led the Atlanta Master Chorale in this recording. Instruments in addition to the organ or piano are often employed in weddings as well, whether trumpet, flute, oboe, or in the case of our next selection, violin. The meditation from Massenet's opera Thais comes from a scene in the second act which holds a religious and spiritual significance in the life of the title character and is often heard in transcription. The Goff duo, violinist Rachel Goff and organist Rupert Goff, perform.
Thank you.
The Goff Duo performed Meditation from Thais by Jules Massenet. Organist Rupert Goff, with his wife, violinist Rachel Goff, recorded at Christchurch Priory. The words to the wedding vows themselves seem an unlikely text for a musical setting, but composer Philip Stoffert has done just that in our next selection. Set in alternation between tenor and soprano, we hear them each express their vows individually, only to be confirmed by the entrance of the choir and then sung in duet. A lovely concept and beautifully executed by the composer, who leads the Ecclesium Choir in this recording of My Solemn Vow. Soloists are Nicholas Richmond Smith and Linda Barrett. My Solemn Vow by Philip Stopford was sung by soloists Linda Barrett and Nicholas Richmond Smith with the Ecclesium Choir, all directed by the composer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. John Rutter's fresh and buoyant setting of All Things Bright and Beautiful is next, performed here by the St. Albans Abbey Girls Choir. Andrew Parnell conducts, accompanied by Simon Bell. Andrew Parnell led the St. Albans Abbey Girls Choir in All Things Bright and Beautiful, with words by Cecil Frances Alexander and original music by John Rutter. Another scriptural text often read at marriage services comes from the first chapter of the Book of Ruth. Popular contemporary composer Dan Forrest set these words in 2012 in his beautiful anthem, "Entreat Me Not to Leave You." The Susquehanna Chorale is led by their founder and conductor Linda Tedford in this performance.
Thank you.
Entreat Me Not to Leave You by Dan Forrest was sung by the Susquehanna Chorale, directed by Linda Tedford. One of René Clausen's most loved and most often performed pieces is excerpted from his larger work, A New Creation. The words from the Song of Songs, "Set me as a seal upon your heart," held a special meaning for him, growing out of a personal crisis, but have universal appeal for weddings and for memorial services. Charles Bruffy leads the Kansas City Chorale. Set Me as a Seal by René Clausen. Charles Bruffy led the Kansas City Chorale in that performance. Other than the wedding march from Wagner's opera Lohengrin, perhaps no other piece has been used as frequently as a wedding processional than the trumpet tune, sometimes known as Trumpet Voluntary, by Jeremiah Clarke. We'll hear it arranged for organ and brass and performed by organist Michael Murray with the Empire Brass. Thank you. Michael Murray was joined by the Empire Brass to perform Trumpet Tune by Jeremiah Clark at the Church of the Advent in Boston. Thank you for joining me for today's program offering music appropriate for weddings in this month of June that's popular for weddings. I hope you've enjoyed the musical selections and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can listen to this and other programs on the web and find more information at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.